News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Staying on this subject of tariffs, diplomacy and the vulnerability of Ireland, we're joined now by Dan Mulhall, former Irish ambassador to Washington, Berlin and London. Good morning to you, Dan. I don't know how much of what you heard there of what myself and Shane were saying, but your read on the current, I suppose, is it fair to say, crisis that Ireland faces in terms of trade surpluses and trade deficits and tariffs and all of that with the US?
Well, of course, it's not just Ireland that faces these challenges. It's the entire world, because this is not aimed at Ireland. We could, of course, be a victim of these moves, but this is a global thing. I don't even know how they're going to do this. I mean, they're going to have to look at every single tariff line in the US and with every country in the world. They're going to have to work out and then equalize the tariffs. If there are higher tariffs, put them up on goods coming in from that country. So this is going to be a massive exercise. And I don't think it's going to achieve what Donald Trump wants to achieve, which is to, you know, reduce deficits, because tariffs are probably quite low between the US and the European Union on most goods. So I'm not sure there'll be a huge change. But of course, you're right that he is looking at deficits, and eventually, no doubt, he will get around to finding ways of actually dealing with those deficits. But the point you made there about our two main exports being pharmaceuticals and chips, the fact is that that could not be changed in the stroke of a pen, because, you know, if you've ever been out to Leixlip to see the Intel plant there, that's a huge, massive plant that is very costly for Intel to construct and to manufacture in, and they can't just
overnight. Appreciate that, and Apple have a huge footprint here in Cork and all of that, but if you look at how they have bent the knee, you know, changing their diversity, their DEI projects, changing the name of to the Gulf of America, Google did it overnight. There is a move by the tech bros, as they're being referred to sort of doff the cap to Donald Trump. And I know you're saying it's not specific to Ireland, but Howard Lutnick, who's been appointed as US Commerce Secretary, has been specifically critical of Ireland. He has said that it is ludicrous that Ireland, and he says, of all places, runs such a surplus with the US. So, and when they highlighted pharma and tech, which are those two industries that we get 90% of our corporation tax from, it does highlight just how vulnerable we are. Can you tell us, please, how important you think the diplomatic mission on St. Patrick's Day is currently?
Look, it's very important, because we have an argument to put forward. And I remember putting this argument forward myself when I was in Washington. I'm sure it's been put forward at the moment by our current ambassador and by all the people at the embassy and the consulates around the United States, that, you know, we have a relatively balanced trade with the US when you include services. American companies transfer huge profits to the United States based on what they do in Ireland. And we pay relatively high personal taxes and VAT in Ireland. And that means that Irish consumers and Irish workers are making sacrifices in order to enable US companies to make bigger profits in Ireland than they would otherwise make, and to transfer those profits back to the United States. And we also have to make the point about the number of Irish companies that have invested in the United States. So all of these things need to be said face-to-face to Donald Trump. And he's not someone who will ignore those things. Now, it may not change the outcome, but we have to at least avail of this precious opportunity to sit in front of Donald Trump and say, look, President Trump, we understand your concerns and we want to relate to them, we want to respond to them and so forth. However, here are some points you might want to be aware of. So I don't think we should be
making our case.
We should be, I mean, not in an aggressive way, not in a sort of throwing a tantrum. That would not work. But putting a point to Donald Trump and making the point that complicate the position regarding the trade balance between Ireland and the US, because it looks bad. If you look at it from one point of view, it looks like we have a huge trade surplus and all. But if you look at it from another point of view, the points I just made, the situation is that Ireland is a benefit the US economy benefits from the presence of US companies in Ireland. And you mentioned the things that the tech boards have done to accommodate Donald Trump. Those things cost nothing, right? Changing their entire economic model would cost serious money.
A very fair point on your part. Let me just ask you maybe a last question. I'm not even going to ask you about whether or not we should go, because I think it's just wrong-headed and frankly stupid to suggest.
You get a very quick answer on
that one. Yeah, to suggest otherwise. But the people who are saying what we should do then, and I've heard people within government saying this, that we should go, and when we get into the room, what we should do is make all the points that we iterate quite often here on Gaza. We should get into that room with Donald Trump and say, you need to do this, that and the other on Gaza. What do you make of that idea?
Look, I've been in that room a number of times, and the Taoiseach always does make points. Obviously, we focus on the things that are of direct concern to us, but we do also address the issues of the day, the things that are on the international agenda. And I think it would be wrong of the Taoiseach not to, put forward a view. And I'm sure he'll find a way of putting forward a view on Gaza that would be in line with our position, but will have some capacity to appeal to Donald Trump. I mean, my focus would be on trying to keep that ceasefire going. I don't know where the ceasefire is going to be by the middle of March,
sure.
But if the ceasefire is still in jeopardy, my focus would not be on the occupied territories, but I would not mention that. But I would certainly, talk about, the need to, keep that ceasefire going and to
so
keep
you're saying
open.
There is an approach or a line that should be walked.
Yes, look, there's a line to be made. I mean, you can't say things that you know are going to cause, a dust up between the Taoiseach and Donald Trump. That would be foolish. But you have to find things that at least there's some prospect of being able to make some kind of an impact on Donald Trump's thinking. I mean, that's the point of all of this. It's to, to use that face to face. And Donald Trump appreciates greatly face to face diplomacy. And if you have a chance to sit in front of him, you can make certain points that may move things forward. That's all we can hope to do. We can't change the world, but we can hope to make arguments that may hit home with Donald Trump, and also make arguments on the economic front that will defend our vital interests and maintain livelihoods and jobs in this country for the future.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dan Mulhall there, former Irish ambassador to Washington, Berlin and London.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.